people do the first thing when they see you is they do notice your energy. How has it been, first of all, being in the house?
Oh, God, I absolutely loved it. It's probably not many people's cup of tea, sort of living and breathing with a house full of strangers. But yeah, I just really enjoyed it, embraced it. I was sharing a room with Jenny and Vicky. And so to go to bed at night and then we'd, you know, we'd take the mics off and have a good little gossip, wake up really early in the morning and have a chat. And that was, I don't know, you know, if you've seen it, but by episode 5, you see me sort of get quite emotional. And it's just that realization that you're quite lonely. And you know, when you have a sort of busy life like that and your kids are older, and you know they don't need you as much, just being in that house and waking up and having people that actually did want to listen to you.
I think it's a really brave thing to do, to put yourself out there on national television. How did you get involved with it? How did it come about?
I watched the show last year and I thought, what a wonderful series. I'd never seen anything like it on TV. Just sort of midlifers trying to date and their children watching, but it's done in such a lovely, mindful, kind way. It's not sort of, I don't know, you know, it's not trying to get you to lap dance on a man's lap or anything like that. So it's just really, really nicely done. And it's a bit like therapy. I mean, no, I didn't expect to go on TV and be crying. That I did not think of that at all. Yeah, I just thought it was a lovely series. And I thought, what a way for Liv to kind of really be in the same environment as other people that have all been through, you know, similar stories. And, you know, even though all our stories are unique to us, it's all very relatable. So, yeah, I just thought, I'll do it. I didn't really think much of it, I'm not going to lie. And the next minute, you kind of go into meetings and auditions, and everyone's so lovely on the team that you kind of fully trust them that they know what they're doing and they're not going to sort of, I don't know, make it a hatchet job, let's say.
Now, the house, before we get onto any more about the actual show, because the house is as much a character as the people who are starring on the show. It's a beautiful house.
It was stunning. I mean, that's the other thing. You're just like, I don't want to go home. The garden and the pool. It's beautiful, beautiful, yes.
And when did you film it?
So we filmed it in May, and then, yeah, it's been in edits. I mean, you can imagine it takes time to sort of edit. You're editing our bits, you're editing all the children's bits. So, yeah, I mean, you're seeing an hour of an entire day that we spent. So, yeah, it was all recorded in May, so we've had to keep shtum for all that time.
Yeah, that must be hard, especially in the line of work that you're in.
Yeah, I mean, I'm freelance and I've sort of met a lot of people this year and done many jobs, and everyone's like, oh my God, you didn't say a word. I'm like, I know.
I don't know the outcome because I'm watching it in real time. So are you surprised when you watch back and you see how things have been edited?
Yes and no, in the sense I'm like, wow. For instance, let's say the first episode where I'm on the sofa with Liv and, you know, I was probably on that sofa for a good 30 to 40 minutes and what you see is maybe 5 minutes. However, I feel like what you see in 5 minutes is kind of what I said in 30 minutes. Very clever. So I found it very relatable to what was happening. It's amazing how, you know, you're sort of editing something into a fraction of the time that you spent, but I think it says it resonates with what was happening. So no, I'm being happy with it.
Do you feel that you've become closer to Livia through doing it?
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, it's interesting because, like I said, I didn't expect to be that emotional on the show, but when you're in it and everyone's so raw and open and honest, and the questions that you're asked. And usually I think at home, I don't know, as a parent, they're getting adults now, so I suppose it changes, but you kind of hide your scars a bit from them because you don't want to burden them with your worries or pain. And actually, it was really nice to sort of be that free and for her to see that and know that, you know, even though we're adults and we seem to have it all together, you know, we don't, do we? Not all the time. So, no, I think it was definitely a really sort of enlightening and rewarding experience like that. And for sure, it's made us a lot closer, a lot more open and honest.
One of the things that Christian said last night on the show is that Nevermind Love, he's made friends and he's making enduring friendships. Is that how you feel? I mean, is that almost more important than finding love?
Even before going in, I thought, okay, the likelihood where, I don't know, you're in that environment and suddenly five men, I can't remember now, come into this retreat and that, you know, I'm going to fall for one of them. I wasn't sure, but I was definitely open to that. And I just knew, if nothing else, there's going to be friendships made here. I could tell by watching the series last year. And I just think it's kind of inevitable because you're in an experience that you can't really describe it to anyone else unless you're going through it. So I always knew that I would come out with friendships. So I didn't expect that many. I mean, we all just get on so well and they're lovely. We're all very different. And I think we all sort of complement each other. But everyone, yeah, is just lovely and so supportive.
It is a bit like an engineered mass blind date, isn't it? Because although you're, you know, do you feel that expectation that you should be hooking up with somebody?
Well, no, otherwise I probably would have, Lucy. No, I didn't feel pressure in that way. It did feel like, in fact, sort of after a few days, you know, I don't know, maybe 4 days, I just thought, oh, I forgot we're supposed to be, it's kind of billed as a dating program, isn't it? But it doesn't feel like that. When you're in it, it feels more like building relationships and bonds with people and not so much romance. It's really bizarre. So no, I didn't sort of feel pressured at all that I needed to sort of make those connections. And it wasn't manipulated like that either, to be fair.
And last year, parents didn't know that the children were engineering the dates. This year, you did know that because it's no longer a secret. Had you and Livia talked about the type of man you liked before you went in, or did you leave it all down to her? And did you trust that she was going to pair you with someone who you were going to like?
Yeah, I mean, I totally trusted her. I think she's got a good judgment of character. She's good at sort of watching and picking up on things. So I wasn't worried for that. Even though I didn't know, because I've never brought a boyfriend home. So I don't know. She knows that I don't like kind of laddish men. I prefer somebody sort of quieter. And yeah, I don't know. And I don't think she knew, because watching it back, I'm like, Liv, you didn't really have my back, did you? She wasn't pushing me forward.
But it's also hard, I think, for any child to be sitting watching their parents also talk about sex. The Livia eye roll comes up quite a few times.
I know, bless her. I mean, when I watched episode one, I thought, oh my God, I actually said that on episode one. I didn't even give her a chance to settle in. But listen, she knows me well. And also, you know, some people said, oh, but it's different now that you know that your kids are watching. But be sure, even if your child's not watching, you do know you're on national TV, and anything that you're going to say and do on national TV, I'd imagine you don't mind your child watching. I mean, last night's episode, you had Danny and Jenny in the snug, and yes, they turned the feed off to their kids, but it was still very kind of reserved because, of course, it's still going out, and regardless whether it's an audience on the TV or your children, you're going to behave in a certain manner, aren't you?
I mean, you must forget that the cameras are there after a while. Otherwise, you're going to be feeling very inhibited.
Yeah, you do forget. I mean, you see them and they're there, and it's like you forget why they're there. There's many moments that some things that came flying out of my mouth, and yes, there's definitely, you forget that this is going to go out on television for sure. And there's nobody, you can't be inhibited. You can't be conscious. You can't be not yourself, because of course you're in there for 24 hours. You haven't just walked into a studio and done, I don't know, some recording and walked out. You're just there. You get up in the morning, you go to bed, and they're always on and you're always mic'd. So you're very much yourself. My mother said to me before going in, I was at her house at the weekend before it was aired, and she said, oh God, are you like this on television? So I said, well, of course I am. Like, what? what did you think? I was going to walk through a door and morph into a different Maria. She said, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to watch it. So, you know, yeah, you can only be yourself.
Was there also much intervention from the producers as you were filming?
No, not really. I'd only say if I'm chatting to Vicky, but I'm chatting in the kitchen and there's lots of other people, so therefore then they may not be able to pick up that sound really clearly, then somebody might come and say, guys, can we move you so you can have that chat there? And therefore they'll pick up the sound really clearly and pick it up really clearly. So nobody's kind of manipulating, I guess, a conversation or two people chatting. You'll be doing that anyway. It's just that they might say, right, can you guys go and take that over there? Because it's quite noisy. Because obviously they're listening the whole time. So if they pick up something that they think would be good in the show, then maybe, yeah, they'd move you. But otherwise, you're all just saying what and talking to who you want, yeah.
And what's it like working with Davina McCall?
Oh, she was lovely. I mean, a pro, you know, she'd walk in, do her thing, great energy. Yeah, lovely, very beautiful. So no, that was really nice.
And without giving anything away for people who are watching in real time, can you give a little hint as to what we can expect of the last few days and whether you do find love?
Well, I'm not giving that away, but it is emotional, especially I think tomorrow's episode and Thursday, if I remember correctly, what sort of happens. Again, we have, you know, a session around, Davina comes in and talks to us. We have sort of the girls are together and the boys are with someone else. And we really open up. And that's quite an emotional episode. And then Thursday's the same. It's a different thing. We're around a fire pit. But both just lovely, just beautiful, very heartwarming. And I guess, you know, I'd imagine very relatable.
Well, all of your Radio Jackie colleagues are rooting for you and we hope you do find love or at least lasting friendship.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is for sure. That is for sure. But yeah, everyone's been lovely on the radio, which is great.